We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to The Morning Beat. It's Tuesday, and I'm here with AJ Gibson. I want to tell you something. I love Billie Eilish, okay? But I was in the car yesterday with somebody, and they have a full conspiracy theory that she is not 18 years old.
That she's actually like 40?
She's like 23.
And a Satan worshiper?
Well, you know, maybe.
My boyfriend has a hard time listening to her because I think he thinks that, because she talks about like Satan and like devil sometimes in her music. And I feel like he thinks that she's not of like this earth.
Well, first of all, she's so, okay, I will say this. When we interviewed her last year at Coachella, she sat down next to me. And it's
Did she
very,
look you in the eyes?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I saw those. I looked into those ocean eyes, baby.
I interviewed her at the American Music Awards, and she had like a veil over her face the whole time. I never saw her eyes.
Oh, no. She looked right into my eyes to the point where I was like, this is very awkward because you're 17 and I'm like 400, but I'm being moved right now. You're what? So beautiful, and I feel like you're in love with me.
You know what's happening? We're being Carly Rae Jepsen'd.
What is that?
Remember Carly Rae Jepsen? Everybody thought she was like 17 or 18 years old, and she was like 29.
Yeah, but did she say she was 29?
I don't really know, but the entire cast of Glee, same thing.
Yeah, well,
they all looked like they were 15, but they were 30.
I'm going to do some investigating because I feel like she's not really 18. I feel like she's a little bit older, which is fine.
Hard-hitting journalism, that's what that's called. Dig into that.
Yeah, you got it. Barbara Wawa, get into it.
You should. Oh, speaking of Barbara Walters, I hear she's not doing great. Jenny McCarthy said that she's been reclusive the last couple of years.
I know.
And she said that her health is not doing well right now, but her reps came out and said that she was watching the Oscars and she's at home.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Talk about it.
That's going to be good. And also, I want to check in on you because I'm really worried about you.
Why?
This is what, day three of veganism?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to let you know I tried yesterday in solidarity to go vegan.
You did? How did it go?
Well, I don't know if I really went vegan. I ate a couple of like meat alternative patties.
Good.
I don't want to give a brand because I don't want to give a bad name to anybody, but they did not sit well with me. It was bad.
They hurt your stomach?
Yeah. Before Emil came home from work, I had to open up all the windows. It was brutal. It was brutal. I don't know that I'm down for the veganism thing.
The diet's high in fiber.
Yeah.
Listen, it's day three for me. I'm doing pretty good. I went to Soup Plantation yesterday.
Okay.
First of all, I love a salad bar.
So do I.
Okay, get into it.
Okay, so this is my entire childhood.
We have the same taste buds.
Well, yeah. I grew up in a small town with a bunch of brothers and sisters, and oftentimes, dinner was Ponderosa salad bar while our parents got steak tips.
Yeah, that honestly, Sizzler was for me. That was my child. But that was fancy dinner.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, what do you put on a salad at the salad bar, though? I'm curious. This says a lot about
everything.
A person.
Okay. I put everything on my salad.
You know, I
put beets, carrots, cucumbers, chickpeas, olives, jalapenos.
Oh, okay. That's weird.
No, it's not weird. It's delicious.
We're kind of soulmates.
I feel like we are soulmates.
You know what I put on at salad bars? I only ever see at salad bars. Sesame seeds. You know, I always have sesame seeds at salad bars.
Yeah, there's no reason, but they're there, so you just put them on.
And red onion, some tomatoes, black olives, raw mushrooms, egg, blue
the
cheese
mushroom.
Dressing.
Lost me on the mushrooms. I actually hate mushrooms.
Really?
I mean, not at Coachella, but in life. I've said too much.
You just lost me
I'm
for the
excited
day.
Because we have a good show for you. We were talking about Mike Bloomberg yesterday.
Yeah.
And so Ashley Marie Preston is going to be joining us. She's a trans activist.
I want to hear her perspective.
I do too. I want to hear. Now, you're from the Midwest.
I am.
So you kind of understand where people are coming from in the Midwest.
Yeah, I kind of get who he is trying to speak about in the Midwest and the Midwest voter and how they think about the trans community, unfortunately. I understand that. I'm not so sold on his approach and he lacked a little bit of nuance. And hopefully Ashley's going to be able to dig in and give us her perspective on that.
Yeah, definitely. No. And then we want to remind you guys that if you want to escape to sunny South Beach for Miami Beach's Pride. I've never been to Miami.
Me either.
I would love to go with you.
I've been to Fort Lauderdale. It's as close as I've gotten.
Yeah, close. Same. There's a weekend festival that's happening April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. All you have to do is head on over to wearechannelq.com for your chance to win. Enter the National Flyaway Contest for a chance to experience the best of Miami Beach Pride. I mean, come on. The bodies are insane. The drinks will be cold.
I'm not beach ready, but I would be down for some Miami Pride.
Well, you know what the beauty of working for Channel Q is? There's no body shaming.
Amen.
You can just go as... Listen, we're Lizzo, and we're feeling good as hell, honey. Okay,
well, that's what's going on in Miami. What's going on elsewhere in the world?
All right, well, in New Hampshire, votes are already rolling in for the primaries. Now, the second stop is New Hampshire on this campaign trail. Senator Bernie Sanders is the favorite to win. Senator Amy Klobuchar is hoping a recent surge in the state will help deliver. Elizabeth Warren and former VP Joe Biden both had disappointing results in Iowa. They're hoping to do better. Pete Buttigieg, who won by a slim chance, mm-hmm. is hoping to take over New Hampshire.
You know, the first votes were cast last night in Dixville Notch.
Yeah.
It's a thing they do like the night of, like 12 people vote every year.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting because we're gonna need for everybody to not do what they did at the caucus in Iowa.
This is the primary, mortifying. Luckily. I'm excited to see how Amy Klobuchar... how she does. She's kind of surging right now, so she's one to keep an eye on.
Yeah, so that's what's going on in the news. For birthdays, happy, happy birthday. Actor Taylor Lautner is 28 years old.
I remember him.
Yeah, Brandy is 41.
Live for her.
I love Brandy. And Aubrey O'Day is 36 years old.
Okay, Danity Kane. Yeah. You think you can read my mind, but this is not another love song. Don't even waste your time. I'm already gone. I live for Danity Kane. They need to try one more comeback.
I live for everyday's lip injections. Okay, let's do a vibe of the day.
Agreed. All right. So your true self is saying to you today, there is a light within you that is breaking through your limited thoughts and beliefs about yourself. Michaela, this might be for you.
Yeah, okay.
Listen to it. Trust it. Believe this voice that urges that you can overcome what you're currently facing.
Ooh.
Veganism. You can overcome it.
I can overcome
being
vegan.
You can rise above it.
A vegan from Vegas.
A Vegas vegan.
Vegas vegan.
It's a thing.
All right, you guys. Well, this ad was so controversial, they had to take it away from the Oscars. But we'll play it for you coming up next.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
All right, Michaela, so our producer Justin just had a baby recently, mm-hmm. and he's back at work now, but his baby mama is home taking care of baby Bennett.
That's right, maternity leave.
We've been hearing stories, not so pretty stories.
Yeah.
Baby peed on your head the other day, Justin. Again, yesterday maybe, peed on you at dinner.
Yeah, having a baby's rough.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, but... You know, it's oftentimes thought about. So paternity leave is like a new thing that they're kind of bringing around.
Which especially
Justin,
in the United States,
you
yes.
You did paternity leave for 2 weeks, so you have time with a baby. Maternity leave has always been a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes people are like, oh, maternity leave. You get to just bond with your baby.
Yeah, and it's glamorized a lot.
Especially it's like a vacation.
Social media and celebrities. We see like these celebrities bounce back like 7 minutes later and they've got snatched bodies and they're doing yoga.
They're literally calling it the bounce back.
Yeah.
And they're like, are so skinny again.
Well,
however,
not so real.
For normal women,
yeah.
like my sister and my girlfriends, maternity leave is really, really hard because mm-hmm. I think you forget what it really takes to have a child. I mean, without getting so graphic, you can imagine you're having a full baby, sometimes 7 pounds, 5 pounds, 10 pounds. And the recovery process is really, really difficult.
Yeah.
It's hard to walk. You have to be bedridden a lot of times. It's difficult to use the restroom. A lot of physical aspects come around being on maternity leave. But then you're talking about postpartum
depression. Yeah, it's a real thing. Yeah.
I know for my sister, I won't speak for all women, she had a really difficult time with the physical aspect, but also the mental aspect as well. And then you sort of sometimes miss having the baby. It's something that really needs to be talked about.
There's so many layers to it.
Yeah.
And it's so involved. And there's one company in particular that sells products to help moms moms with personal care and giving birth. It's called Freedom Mom. And they actually created an ad that they pitched to ABC a week before the Oscars, hoping to get airtime during the Oscars. ABC responded saying they were not going to accept the ad because it was, quote, too graphic with partial nudity and product demonstration. ABC then asked them to edit the ad and send it back to them. Apparently, Freedom Mom did not respond to that. But the ad is quite beautiful, and it shows what...
Well, there's nothing graphic about it. There's no... The vagina's not showing. Nothing's showing. It's her pulling down a diaper that she's wearing because it's literally holding
and
her.
And sort of gingerly walking to the restroom to, like, relieve herself.
Yeah, as the baby's crying. She's going to get the baby. You can hear the baby in the background. But, I mean, listen, I'm not going to... I was going to sort of take this with an elegant approach, but I'm not. It's 2020. Like, get over it. We have periods. We have menstrual cycles. There's postpartum involved. There's a lot happening down there. We're not in seventh grade. I remember just a few weeks ago, I told somebody that I was on my period, and it wasn't meant to be graphic. It wasn't meant for TMI. It was just,
but the response was what?
And they were like, oh, gosh, okay. Okay, well, I'm on my period. Yeah. Like, it happens.
Yeah.
Women get those. Women have babies. And so I think, like, it really what it does is, like, demeaning these mothers who already kind of feel like... Not necessarily. I don't want to listen. I'm not a mom, so I don't want to speak for them. But they already are in their feelings,
and they're
their
being
whole
held
bodies
to. Yeah,
have been taken apart. They're being held by a diaper,
and they're being held to unrealistic expectations.
And especially for first time moms, I mean, I can only imagine. But like, you sort of already don't know what you're doing. You're trying to keep yourself together, your baby together.
You're not sleeping for the first time, maybe in your entire life for that extended period of time.
Yeah,
you know what I think though. I think this ad is really beautiful. Freedom Mom did a great job with it. I think it was a smart move on their part marketing-wise, because real talk, if you don't know a whole lot about how advertising works, you don't really necessarily pay attention. These sorts of ads play during the daytime. They play in the mornings and early afternoon when talk shows are happening, when The View and the Real and those types of shows are happening, the talk, when soap operas are on. That's when products geared towards women tend to air because they're ads, because women tune in that time of day. By nighttime, if you notice the ads switch, you don't see a lot of like tampon commercials at nighttime.
Right.
There's a reason, because the audience is a little bit more demographically male in the evening as opposed to morning. So I think it's a smart tactic too, because oftentimes had this just aired, maybe we wouldn't be having a discussion about it. But since it got denied, that might actually be good press for Freedom Mom and for this conversation.
I mean, I hope so, and I hope that they do, you know, let this air on some level, because I think that that's the biggest myth. People are like, oh, you're on maternity leave, you're so lucky, and it really does glamorize having a baby. You should be grateful.
You're doing mommy baby yoga together,
and they treat you like you should be so thankful that you even get the time off to have the time with your baby, and it's so difficult. I know, just again, speaking for my sister, that like, it's so hard, and women are really going through it, and really they should be so celebrated and so supported and so loved. But people need to be educated on it. And I think that with this commercial, that's really what it did. And it was a loss for the Oscars not to show this.
If and when you have a baby someday, can I document like everything?
Oh my God, yes, please. I want you to document everything.
Oh no, I don't.
But I'm also, here's what I'm scared about. Uh-uh. I'm sort of erratic without.
No.
Okay.
Oh, there's more to it, not just, oh, sorry. Okay.
Can I? Thank you. Okay. I'm very emotional without being pregnant, that I'm terrified for Lisa. I think Lisa's also very terrified, because when those hormones start kicking,
she will run for the hills screaming.
And there's a baby in there. Oh, it's on for you, people. I'll be like 9 months pregnant, hosting the morning show, just crying. Just crying and playing this ad over and over, needing everybody to understand how difficult it is. Brian's like, get out. You know what? Everyone get out.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
All right, so you guys know how every now and then something just goes viral, and we don't really know why, but we get so enthralled by it that we can't talk about anything else for a few days. Remember, there was the, is this dress white and gold, or is it black and blue?
Oh my God, yeah.
And what do you remember what you even saw?
I think it was, I saw black and blue.
I saw white and gold. And I remember I was working for Fox here in Los Angeles at the time, Good Day LA, and we had this long debate, and half of the anchors saw it one way and half of us saw it the other way.
Yeah.
And I was so adamant about what I saw. I knew that it was white and gold, beyond a shadow of a doubt, until I saw the black and blue. And then I was like, I do see it
and
now.
And then you started to see then the black and blue.
Because then you can't unsee it. There was that one a few months ago where women can put their head up against a wall and pick up a chair, bend over and pick up a chair, but men can't do it. Did you see that one?
No.
Women have a stronger core. It was actually in an episode.
What?
Yeah, it was in a TV episode. I can't remember. All in the Family or something years ago. And it basically the idea is you put like a chair, doesn't matter how heavy it is, up against a wall. You walk up to the wall and you take like three or four steps back. You put your head up to the wall, bend over, and a woman can pick up the chair while she's bent over with her head up against the wall and stand up.
Yeah,
men
okay.
cannot physically do it.
Well, women can also have babies, so that
well,
makes
sense. Well,
there's
that. So you're also superheroes, so yeah. like we've already clarified that. Now there's a new one.
Well, there have been Tide Pod challenges
oh, yes.
that were so stupid.
And also very, very dangerous. Don't
there
do
were
them.
Planking challenges. Mm-hmm. Remember when people were just planking everywhere?
That was one of the first ones I really remember like taking
Same.
Off.
Same. That was a big deal. And then there was, remember, the car surfing. That
oh,
was
yeah.
like a big deal. Some of them have even gotten dangerous.
Yeah.
This
there's,
one seems pretty
there's
safe,
There was the
though.
Dancing out the side of the car thing. What was that one?
Oh, my God. Kiki, do
yeah.
you love me?
Oh, yes. The Drake. Yeah.
And then people started just wrecking their cars.
Yeah.
You know what? And part of me was like, you deserve that.
Safety first.
But also wreck your car because you deserve getting out of it and letting it drive itself.
This new one, I'm going to let you tee this one up because you were so amped up yesterday. You were sending us a group text about this new challenge. You were freaking out because you were learning about science and you were learning about a new viral challenge at the same time.
I was so excited. And before my bubble got burst, I was really into it because NASA put out a tweet yesterday that said the standing broom trick would work today because of the Earth's gravitational pull. So everybody started going on Instagram and putting, you know, their broom, making their broom
yeah.
stand. And it did. It stood by itself.
Even at an angle, some of them are standing.
Yeah.
yeah.
So I was losing my mind. I was like, look at all these witches out here. So I tried. I couldn't do it. My broom did not stand. But then I was like, my broom also doesn't get a lot of use.
Wow.
Because I have a Swifter. But I, my Swifter stood by itself.
yeah, do you say Swifter?
What is it?
Swiffer. There's no T.
How do you know?
Well, unless you use it to go much faster than you normally would, in
I
which
do.
Case it would be called a Swifter.
You know what? I do.
So there you have it.
I go very fast because I have 5 minutes to clean my house and I have to swiftly
do it. There you go. Nice save.
Okay. Well, so for people who have brooms, they, old school, they were making them stand and they were doing it. Turns out it's not that big of a deal.
You can do it any day of the year.
But why would NASA play us like that?
Because
like,
we're talking about NASA now.
Yeah.
We're talking about science.
It's great. Well, it's a new viral challenge, and you do have to give it a shot if you can. We can post some photos of us doing it as well.
People
I mean,
doing
I
it
couldn't
in the
do it.
Well, you showed me Paula Abdul's this morning. She was dancing around hers. That was
Paula
cool.
Abdul's was super fun. Yeah. She had her standing, and she did a whole choreography.
Straight up, tell me. Is
yeah.
it going to be you and me standing together?
Yeah, and then the broom fell, and she was like.
And then it fell.
Okay. There was people at Walmart that were in the broom aisle. They put all the brooms standing up and they were doing like relay races in between. Even our sister stations, AMP Radio, people have been doing it since yesterday.
It's really wild. This video, so there's actually a video you can look at online. excuse me, CNN did it. It's from 2012. It actually explains this went viral once before. Just so you know.
Oh, this
yeah,
is not the
first
back
in 2012.
Time.
And then again, it went viral now. Because well, people have a short memory.
Yeah, they do. Well, and it doesn't help that NASA is tweeting out that this is the best day to do it. So people tried it. But you try it. DM us too at We Are Channel Q. We want to see if you can make your broom stand.
And while you guys do that, NASA, maybe focus on like aliens or something and like keep us safe from that.
I love aliens. All right, you guys. Well, listen, coming up, a popular celebrity has made his own personal Brexit and will not be returning to the UK due to racism. Find out what we're talking about in the next hour coming up next.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
Hi, Michaela. Happy Tuesday to you.
Happy Tuesday to you and to our listeners.
Into our second hour. This is exciting because during this hour, we've actually got a couple giveaways. One giveaway we have actually is Cirque du Soleil tickets. You ever been to Cirque du Soleil?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm a Vegas girl. You know, I love
of
Cirque
course.
Du Soleil. So we're going to warn you now that you can call for the next hour an opportunity to win 833-421. Is this the number?
No, that's not.
Justin literally just
made
panicked.
Up a number. Don't give that number away. In the next hour, you can win tickets to Volta, Cirque du Soleil's latest show. Actually, here in Los Angeles at Dodger Stadium, correct? We're giving away a 4-pack of tickets February 13th. This Thursday, a good like pre-Valentine's Day getaway.
Super fun.
And do we have that number we
yes,
can call in the next hour?
833-77-CALL-Q. super easy. Just call for your chance to win.
1 hour from now.
Cirque du Soleil is so incredible. Growing up in Vegas, I always used to see like the entertainers and they would be walking around or they'd be stretching or even when I had my residency at the Cosmopolitan. And what they put their bodies through is insane.
Bonkers.
Like, the art that they can do is phenomenal.
I've seen the show O in Vegas a few times at the Bellagio, and then I've seen Zoomanity a couple of times in Las Vegas.
Good.
It's just, and Mystere is also in Vegas, I believe. I've seen that one. There's so many good ones, but Volta I have not seen. I'm going to try to get tickets to this. I want to go to Dodger Stadium, too. Iconic. How cool is that?
Yeah, so you'll have the chance to win in the next hour. Also, while we're talking about it, if you want to escape with your partner to sunny South Beach for Miami Beach Pride's biggest weekend festival, that's happening April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. All you have to do is head on over to WeAreChannelQ.com for your chance to win. You'll be sipping on ice-cold drinks from the open bar in the VIP and enjoy a champagne brunch before the parade. You just enter the contest at WeAreChannelQ.com for your chance to experience Miami Beach Pride in true VIP style. That sounds so much fun. I've never been to Miami.
Either have I, and I also just love a good brunch.
Yeah, and I love champagne.
As do I. Are you a champagne girl or are you a mimosa? Do you actually put the orange juice in it or no?
Keep that OJ away from
me. Away. Why waste
Useless.
It?
Useless.
It doesn't make any sense.
I would never want to be orange juice in a mimosa. It's pointless.
It is totally. I saw a thing yesterday. Do you follow, there's a Best of Grindr Instagram account
that
it's hilarious, and it showed, it was like gays putting orange juice in their mimosa, and it's them holding the champagne glass, some guy, and they go to pour orange juice in and they pull the champagne glass away and doesn't even go in it. it's kind of how I feel for what is your go-to brunch item?
Champagne.
You're not like what do you eat? Are you like
no,
a, are you
I'm
like,
not eating. I,
I know you're
birthday.
Vegan for 2 days now, but like are you like a bacon
were
and eggs
at
girl
my drag brunch birthday just a few weeks ago.
You're eating tater tots. I remember
I had a few tater tots to hold over so I could have my champagne. A drag queen. That's all I need. I just need a drag brunch in my life.
I need a breakfast burrito.
I love breakfast
burritos. Or a good
burritos.
Eggs Florentine.
I'm obsessed with those.
Now I want to go to Miami. Great.
Yeah, well, then that's what we're
going
to do.
All right, well, what's going on in the rest of the world not called Miami?
Okay, well, in New Hampshire, votes are already rolling in. It's the second stop on the campaign trail for the tight pack of Democratic presidential candidates. And so far, Bernie Sanders is favored to win. Amy Klobuchar is hoping to have a recent surge in the state and deliver a surprise showing. Now, of course, Elizabeth Warren and Warren and Joe Biden had disappointing results. Results in Iowa, so not sure how they're going to do. And then, of course, Pete Buttigieg took a big win in Iowa. Kevin Costner just came out saying that he's supporting Pete Buttigieg.
I trust Kevin Costner.
If you're going to need some advice, Kevin Costner is the one that you're going to want to follow.
Not only does he dance with wolves, he also makes political endorsements now.
All right, well, in other news, the number of deaths from the Wuhan coronavirus have risen to more than 1,000 now, but all but two of those deaths in mainland China. Now, the WHO, I lovingly like to say the WHO.
Which was this iconic band from, like, before our time.
Also the World Health Organization, have arrived in China to help control the epidemic. We'll continue keeping you updated, but so far we're still in the clear. Now, in other news, in 2010, no states outlawed conversion therapy for LGBTQ minors, forbid health insurers from excluding transgender-related coverage, or offer gender-neutral options on license and birth certificates. Now, 10 years later, roughly 20 states have these protections, says a new report from the Movement Advancement Project, which maintains a database on laws affecting LGBTQ people. So that's really good. In 10 years, we've gotten to 20 states.
A lot of progress. I know the Trevor Project in particular, not only are they a suicide prevention hotline, but they also have been working on a campaign initiative called 50 for 50, where they're trying to get all 50 states to pass laws banning conversion therapy.
Yeah.
And it sounds like, you know, they're having an impact. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really great, but there's so much work to be done, but that is good.
20's not 50.
I know. Yeah. All right. Well, if you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday. You're in good company. You're celebrating with actor Damian Lewis from Billions and Homeland, 49 years old. Sheryl Crow,
yes.
58 years old.
Whatever happened to her? All I want to do is have some fun. So good. Remember when she was with Lance Armstrong? Remember that?
Oh my God.
Back before
he
was like a cheater.
Yeah.
And, stuff.
And we thought they were so great. And then he totally cheated on her.
Yeah.
Poor Sheryl Crow. She was just trying to like lounge on the beach with sand in her.
All she wants
hair.
To do is have some fun.
Yeah. And she's not the only
she's
one.
She's not. She's not the only one. Well, I love fun too.
I think what's fun is the vibe of the day. So chill us out before we go to break.
Let's chill, shall we? Your true self is saying to you today, there is a light within you that is breaking through your limited thoughts and beliefs about yourself. Listen to it. Trust it. Believe this voice that urges that you can overcome what you're currently facing. So whatever it is you might be going through on this Tuesday morning, know that you can handle it, and we're sending you good vibes in the process.
Yes, we are sending good vibes. And coming up, we're sending this Queer Eye cast member good vibes because it turns out he may not be headed back to his homeland because of racism.
Yikes.
You won't believe the story. Stick around. We're the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
All right, so we talk about this often. It's a common topic, especially nowadays, racism, right? It's some people thought it went away for a while, then some people thought, you know, all of a sudden I kept hearing back home Barack Obama became president, and all of a sudden it was an issue again. And I think for a lot of people, it is a thing that we sort of swept under the rug for a generation. But for many people, it's been a reality every minute of every day of their entire lives.
Yeah.
And for one person in particular, it has apparently been one that is affecting him, and so much so that it's made him decide not to go home to his home country again as a resident. We're talking about Tan France of Queer Eye. He is from the UK, and he says he suffered such extreme racism there over the years that it's not something he wants to put himself through anymore. He's moved to Salt Lake City, Utah. And lives with his partner
Random.
There, of all places.
Random.
Yeah, this is wild.
I mean, it doesn't go unnoticed that racism is still very well and alive. But I feel terrible about that. I mean, he does talk about when he goes back home to the UK, they yell slurs at him mm-hmm. on the street. He's Southeast Asian, so people have actually asked if he is even a terrorist. Like, the list goes on, which I couldn't imagine. I can't deal when people troll me on the internet, let alone, like, yelling, mm-hmm. you know, racial slurs at me. What is more interesting to me, though, is that he went to Salt Lake City as a gay man of a different ethnicity. I mean, I'm happy. He does say that if people do feel like that there, they definitely don't say it. He hasn't dealt with any of that.
Well, he's been living with his partner, Rob France, and they've been living in Salt Lake City for 11 years. I didn't realize any of this about him. I had no idea they'd been there this long. He says basically it's something they keep to themselves. They're a little more vocal about it in the UK, and it's something he's not interested in. He's not willing to move back home anytime soon.
Well, something else interesting that he said that I think a lot of people of color could understand if they have fame now, as he said, I'm not stopped as much for people assuming I'm a terrorist because they now know me from TV and they don't see TV people the same way. I have the luxury, the privilege of the fame. So I think that when you're famous, mm-hmm. then you kind of get like a quote-unquote pass, like you could be an ethnicity other than white, and people may not see you as they would a person of color without the fame.
Well, I'm a little curious about this because you're from Las Vegas, which is a bit of it's different. It's different than most places mm-hmm. where most people grow up. It's a pretty unique city globally. Have you experienced that? Like, people have known you for so long because of American Idol. You've been in the game for so many years. But once you, like, came out and said, listen, I'm with a woman now, and this is my life, did you feel like you had a little bit easier time with it because of your fame, because of the fact that you've been on Idol, because of the fact that you've been a performer all this time? Or do people, like, let that go because they're so excited to meet you because you're talented? Or do you think it's been different for you in any way?
I don't know. It's interesting because my mom is a lesbian. And so growing up, I remember getting a lot of looks. I know that a lot of the kids in school weren't allowed to play with me because my mom was a lesbian. And I went to Catholic school. So it was also like a religious thing.
So you sort of experienced it through her before you even shared your
story.
Yeah,
definitely. Mm, yeah. But I did notice, I think, thankfully, because of the time, I mean, I only like fully came out 5 years ago. What was that, 2015?
Lisa dragged you out of the closet.
Lisa literally dragged, and I love the closet, honey. I love my clothes. I love my shoes. I love my jewels. But I also came out with her on the American Idol red carpet in Los Angeles. Like, I didn't come out in a small town in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And, you know, people, particularly in LA, like, we're used to it. I always say I feel very lucky. And I don't disregard the fact that we can be who we want to be in Los Angeles. Her and I had to take a trip to Amsterdam almost 2 years ago. And we had a stop in a smaller airport. And that's when you notice. That's when you notice that it's still kind of weird. When we hold hands, when we kiss. And we're very affectionate.
Like, oh, yeah.
We're all PDA. I love groping her. I want her all over me.
So hot.
like, we're just having sex in the airport. No, I'm just kidding. But that's when you really notice it is in the smaller towns.
Yeah.
When we travel, people are still weird about it.
Well, we just got back from Bali. And culturally, Bali is not a very publicly affectionate place anyway, so we had to be very careful about that, especially what's going on in Indonesia right now as a whole. Bali's a little bit different, but we had to be kind of protected there. I don't know what it's like to be a person of color, but I do know what it's like to have some level of fame and to be from a small town. And I will tell you, when I go home, the people who might try to troll me on Facebook are nice as can be to my face.
Oh, that's
and they're so excited
the
to meet me, and they might be hating on me from afar, but as soon as I walk into my hometown, I'm kind of a big deal there, and people want to get to know me. I know when I took my partner home a few years ago, though, he is black. He's from Georgia. His mother's Jamaican, and his father is from Louisiana, descendants of slaves on both sides. And we went to my hometown in Ohio, and they were selling Confederate flags at the county fair. And first of all, Ohio is two states north of the Mason-Dixon line, so we were never even close to the Confederacy, which is just weird. And there's a reason for that, and it's called racism. But it was really disheartening and really interesting to see just the sort of looks we got.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to be like the gay guy who keeps it quiet and he's on TV and we're proud of you.
Well, and you guys are also very tall. You're 6'5", he's what?
6'3".
Yeah.
And we are, like, I was not afraid
to
hold his hand walking through the Mercer County Fairgrounds with my partner. And there's a lot of support, don't get me wrong, but there's definitely a lot of eyes looking. And I can understand Tan, like, not wanting to go home and say, look, the UK is known for, you know, having some deep-seated racism just like the United States. And if he doesn't want to go home, it's like Salt Lake City's working for you, Tan. Stick
with
it.
Well, and a lot of things are happening in Salt Lake City. They're apparently bringing the Housewives franchise there.
Yes.
Maybe Tan will be a part of the franchise.
Andy Cohen's been saying for a while they would consider a male joining the Housewives franchise.
Oh,
that would be a good get.
You could be a housewife of L.A.
I'm not even
house
married.
Husband.
You and my cousin Betty need to calm down. I'm not married. I'm not engaged yet. Just relax.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
All right, Michaela, we're talking weddings here in just a moment, which makes me sweat a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
7.5 years into my relationship, and how does that make you feel? 5 years in with Lisa,
I love it.
Are you guys talking wedding stuff yet?
Oh yeah, we've been talking about wedding stuff since day one. The truth is, all that holds us back is finances.
Yeah,
it's very expensive to get a ring, and we don't know how we want to get married.
That's exactly our situation as well.
That's it. Yeah,
we have financial goals we want to take care of before we move on to that.
Absolutely, and you have to think. I mean, I don't know realistically for us how we, you know, we are in the process of trying to freeze our eggs. We want to have children. That also gets very expensive. And so you think, like, do you want to spend a lot of money on a ring, or could that money go to something more useful? Like, that could be more for our future.
My boo wants a really fancy ring.
And so do I.
So,
Pittman,
so that's
so
coming up. And you're not in the budget for a fancy piece of jewelry right now, but you want to do something fun or you want to do something for free. We have an opportunity coming up for you 30 minutes from now. Cirque du Soleil is here in Los Angeles at Dodger Stadium. At Volta is their newest show performing February 13th, this Thursday. We're giving a 4-pack of tickets. You can get in, possibly win these free tickets by calling this phone number, Michaela.
833-777 call Q.
That's a good Valentine's Day gift.
That's an awesome Valentine's Day gift.
You do like a little double date or a family night out.
Heck yeah. And let me tell you something. Those Cirque du Soleil shows are incredible. I cannot say it enough. Being from Vegas and seeing those shows at all the hotels, it really is something that you don't want to miss.
I can't do a cartwheel. I mean, I can, but it's not pretty.
Well, we'll check that on the next break. I'm going to take a video of you doing a cartwheel.
Definitely not happening. You know how many things I would
do
break?
A cartwheel.
I'm sure you're 2 feet tall.
Okay.
I'm 6'5". All right. So this story really caught our attention. I think it's really interesting. A bride and groom were called incredibly tacky for inviting their guests to a destination wedding, which I take offense to because I'm planning a destination wedding someday, and expecting them, though, to sit through an hours-long timeshare presentation. So this one woman took to Reddit to talk about her friend who was invited to this wedding. Her friend going to a wedding by Katie and Tim. They're invited to a wedding in Cancun on April 20th. They've already been considering not going just because it's expensive to go to a destination wedding. You've got to save about $1,000 or so. They're usually all-inclusive, especially if they're in a place like Cancun.
Yeah.
But usually, if you sit through timeshare meetings or presentations, you get something for it. Maybe a couple free nights at a resort somewhere, or you get a gift card or some sort of – there's something coming back into your pocket. But this Reddit thread is saying that the couple is not giving the gifts to any of the people who have to sit through the timeshare.
Yeah, they feel like they're getting – so basically the guests feel like they're getting scammed.
Yes.
Because the presents are going to end up going to the bride and the groom. But it's the bride and the groom.
Yeah, sit through a meeting.
Sit through it. It's an hour.
You're in the tropics.
Yeah, and it's a vacation. Listen, I think destination weddings are so much fun as long as you like the bride and groom.
Okay.
Like, for example, I got invited to the Bahamas for my cousin. Oh, God, I hope my family's not listening because that all just came out, didn't it? and I don't want to go because I don't feel like hanging out with them for a week in the Bahamas. Like, that doesn't sound fun to me. And you have those family members. You know what I'm talking about. Being stuck in paradise can still feel very much stuck with people you don't like.
I feel like a destination wedding is the perfect solution because, in my mind, I always had this dream of getting married in Colorado in the snowy mountains. I don't know why. It's always seemed perfect to me. I brought it up to my friends a few months back. We were at brunch, and my friends that were with me at that moment were all black. And they said to me, quote, black folk don't do snow. They're all Jamaican, too. So they're used to the tropics. They don't want to go to the snow. So I was like, okay, maybe this doesn't work. My partner is Jamaican, of Jamaican descent. So we started talking about the idea of maybe going to Mexico.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Gay marriage is legal down there. They're more accepting.
Well,
they're loving.
Here's what you can do, too, which is nice with the destination weddings that I've learned. That's how you can weed out people that you also don't want to go to your wedding. Because they'll be like, oh, I can't afford it. And you're like, bye.
Oh, that's so
well,
that's too
bad. Well, I invited
bad.
You. Okay, listen.
I'm
destination
here.
Weddings are important, I think. And I think this couple's genius.
I think it's a little tacky. You're not expected to pay for everybody's trips. But to make them sit through an hours-long timeshare like presentation is pretty horrible.
I don't think it's tacky.
No, I'm gonna, okay,
I think it's so, an hour-long. And you know what? It's a gift that you can give the bride and the groom.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it, Justin, can you please record this audio so that a year and a half from now, if Michaela does in fact come to my destination wedding and I have to put her through one of these presentations, we can play this for her.
I would sit through, if you said to me, Michaela, will you sit for one hour?
No, hours.
Hours.
3-4 hours? You're okay with that?
They
wouldn't.
They don't last 3 or 4 hours.
Sometimes they do.
What happens in 3 or 4 hours?
You buy a timeshare like my parents did and like my boyfriend's parents did. They all have timeshares now.
Your whole family has timeshares?
Yes, you hit a certain age and people fall for that stuff.
My family barely owns their home.
Well, there's that too. So I'm doing a destination wedding. You will be there. I haven't even proposed yet. Just yesterday, my cousin Betsy sent me a list of text messages. Okay, when's the proposal? You looked great in Bali. When's it happening? I need to start planning. She's a wedding planner in the summers, and she's like, we're already starting to book out 2021. So I guess there's a little bit of pressure.
There's a lot of pressure, and you'll be proposing.
And you'll be sitting through a timeshare. No, you won't.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
So I think I just pulled a muscle in my back, Michaela.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I thought when I took this gig that, I'd just be sitting here having conversations and, just entertaining our listeners all morning long. And instead, you make me do cartwheels in the hallway.
You are entertaining them. And you can head on over to my Instagram at Michaela Gordon or at We Are Channel Q to see all of 6'5 AJ Gibson do the cartwheel challenge.
6'5 and a half.
Okay.
And I said I can't. There's not enough room here. I thought I was going to hit the ceiling. No, I thought I was going to hit the walls because I'm wobbly and not steady.
Well, I think you killed it. Wow. You did a good job and you can check it out. Now, here's a little pop culture news. If you're wondering why we're playing Kim Petras, I've got some news,
big news
for you, honey. Camila Cabello just announced she's going on the Romance Tour and she's going to be gone starting May 26th to July 1st. She'll end in Madrid. And her special guest, who will be opening up for her, is our very own favorite Channel Q artist, Kim Petras.
It's a big deal.
That's a really big deal. Because, Kim Petras is one of my favorite artists. I love her. But I haven't seen her to be that worldwide with an artist as big as Camila Cabello.
It oftentimes takes that first, you know, headline tour of someone else, of another artist, maybe a little bit more well-known than you, more established than you. I saw Kim perform at the Streamies this year. Blew my mind.
Yeah, she's
amazing. Standing ovation. Such a great performer.
She's so great. All right, well, in other news, this is some groundbreaking news. So Dwayne Wade went on Ellen, which will air, I believe, today. So we'll play that audio for you tomorrow. Justin is literally saying no, as if I was calling for audio. I know!
D-Wade and Gabby Union are two of the best, most supportive parents. I love everything about them.
So the thing is, they have not said if their son, who had there was a lot of speculation if he was part of the LGBTQ community. There were people that thinking he was because he wore crop tops and nails. There was a photograph. But he's officially coming out, Dwayne Wade, saying that me and Gabrielle are proud parents of a child in the LGBTQ plus community. We're also very proud allies and basically introducing the world to his daughter, Zaya, I believe is how they're pronouncing it. We'll wait until the interview. But basically, his son came to him and he said that he was transgender. And so he is embracing his daughter with open arms. He said to her, "You are a leader and you will lead us to where we need to go." And so they are making it public. We'll have the interview for you, the proper interview, tomorrow after it airs on Ellen.
I think that's so beautiful because so many parents get caught up in, and I know in my own family, especially with my father, the conversation for 15 years was, how do I look? What are people going to think of me, speaking of himself and not me? So whenever you can put your child first, however they may identify, it's such a beautiful thing.
And it's so powerful because Dwayne Wade, you know, is kind of like, not to bring in masculine.
He's a dude. He's an athlete. Yeah.
But it kind of is, you know, and it's like he's a bro and this is like his son and it was like a whole thing.
And they're very well respected, especially in the black community where issues of the issues of homosexuality and transphobia are very, very prevalent. I think a couple like them showing such love towards their child can really move the needle, and that's really important.
I think so, too. I do, too. And honestly, it's huge. We always talk about our trans community. We need desperately visibility.
And it's one more soul that's being supported by their parents, and that's always a good thing.
Absolutely. So congratulations, really, to your beautiful daughter. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We're so excited. Now, actually, coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking about trans visibility as trans activist Ashley Marie Preston joins us to talk about some things that were said in 2016 by Mike Bloomberg. And so we're happy to get her perspective. Also, we do want to remind you, if you're still searching for a Valentine's Day gift, search no farther because
perfect.
In this hour,
yeah.
All you have to do is call 833-77-CALL-Q for your opportunity to win four tickets.
Yeah, we're doing a giveaway, Cirque du Soleil to Volta here at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. So if you're in the Southern California area looking for something to do Thursday, February 13th, this Thursday night, perfect Valentine's gift, four pack of tickets. Free.
That's right. So stand by your phone, 833-77-CALL-Q. Caller number 5 at 8:15 will be the winner of these four tickets. And then, of course, Ashley Marie Preston will be joining us. Stick around with the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
Hi, Michaela, dear. You have a big night coming up tonight, yeah?
Yeah, I do.
I tried to get tickets to come support you. I wanted to see you sing in German.
Thank you.
But the tickets were sold out.
Well, I'll be doing a reprise of Son of Music soon, so I...
Here in studio?
For you.
Please do. You know that's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Is it really?
Really shocking. I'm a gay white guy in my late 30s and I love The Sound of Music. Is that shocking to anyone
else? I'm very surprised. Yeah, I'm super excited. So the LA Philharmonic is doing something awesome. They're starting a new festival where they're really coming together for the people. It's called Power to the People, and they really want to empower queer people, empower women and people of color. And so the show that I'm doing tonight is 1920s music from Berlin, Germany. And I cannot say it enough. It's crazy because 100 years ago, they were singing about the same things that we're singing today. There's a song called Lavender Song that's all about being open and being queer, being who we want to be. There's another song called Chuck Out the Men And it's about women being like, you men are ruining everything. Like, we're not going to stay home and clean your houses anymore. We're going out there and we're handling it, you know. And so it's going to be really great. I'm really happy to see all of the, you know, we cannot say it enough. Diversity, diversity. We want more of it. But it's nice to see people showing up and actually doing it. And that's what the LA Philharmonic is doing. So that's what I'll be doing tonight.
And just having a good time.
Yeah, you know it.
Get
I'm
going to
be
perform.
Dressed like Marlene Dietrich. How do you say it?
Marlena Dietrich?
Dietrich.
What did you say?
Nope.
Marlene Dietrich?
Okay.
You're adorable.
Don't go there.
Marlena Dietrich, one of my grandmother's favorite.
Yeah, well, she was amazing. She was the queen of androgyny. And so I'm going to be doing like a suit. I'm actually not going to say anything. I'm just going to send you photos.
No, post photos on your Instagram and people can go see those.
I will, but I'm going to send them into you private first.
Well, it's a big week. It's Valentine's Day week.
Yes.
It's coming up. It's right around the corner. If you don't have Valentine's plans just yet, you're in luck because we're doing a giveaway here in just a few minutes, actually. How soon are we? How far away are we?
We are literally happening right now.
We're doing
you
it now?
Can start calling.
This is really exciting.
Okay. 833-77-CALL-Q. You have to be the fifth caller
again. So should
again.
We tell them what they could win, though, Michaela?
Absolutely.
Just
tell
call
them.
It. So you can win tickets to Cirque du Soleil. This is really great. Their new show, Touring Volta. It's here in Los Angeles. You have to be in the Southern California area. Disclaimer, if you're one of my family members or a friend of mine, you can't call in and win. I know my mom's listening in Ohio right now trying to win tickets
She's
for some reason.
Come.
Kathy, you can't call in. But here at Dodger Stadium this Thursday, February 13th, a four-pack of tickets going out to our fifth caller. Call in. What a great way to kick off the Valentine's Day weekend.
Absolutely. And free. Who doesn't love free? Four tickets to see an incredible show. I can't say it enough. Cirque du Soleil is one of my favorite things, being from Vegas.
So many great memories. I've seen so many Cirque shows around the country over the years.
Yeah, it's incredible. And what they do with their bodies, with their talent, with the magic, it's so great. So we'll give you an opportunity.
And while
again.
You guys win free tickets, I'm going to log on and buy tickets because that's how I have to do it here at Channel Q. I'm happy with it. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. You know what? Besides Cirque du Soleil taking place here in Los Angeles, you singing tonight here in Los Angeles, what's going on in the rest of the world?
Well, let's talk about New Hampshire because votes are already rolling in for the primaries, the second stop on the campaign trail for the tight pack of Democratic presidential candidates. Now, Bernie Sanders is the favorite to win the contest. Senator Amy Klobuchar is hoping for a recent surge. Elizabeth Warren and VP Joe Biden had disappointing results in Iowa, so they're hoping to do a little bit better here in New Hampshire. Pete Buttigieg did well in Iowa, so he's assuming
he
may
won
do
it.
Well.
Yeah.
That's right, and we'll continue to keep you posted because it's going to be a big one tonight for the Democrats.
I'm going to call it right now. Can I say how I think it's going to play out? I think Bernie wins New Hampshire, but I think Pete comes in second. I think Amy Klobuchar comes in third.
Really? Mm-hmm. You're going to put her that high up?
She's been surging in New Hampshire, and I think that people are really taking a liking to her.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I have family members who are diehard Republicans who have told me, they're like, I like Amy and I like Pete.
Oh,
which
wow.
is blowing my mind.
Big deal, because your family's from the Midwest.
Yeah, very Republican, very Ohio.
Yeah. All right, well, speaking of Pete Buttigieg, this is big news. In 2010, no states outlawed conversion therapy for LGBTQ minors, but thanks to a new report, we are moving on up 10 years later, roughly 20 states. Have the proper protections that protect our transgender community and coverage for their surgeries. They're offered gender-neutral options on their license and their birth certificates. So we're coming along.
Averaging two states a year,
not
terrible.
That's right. Okay, so it looks like also we have our fifth caller calling in.
Antonio from WeHo.
Oh, right. That's somebody I want to talk to.
Down the street. He sounds like a good time.
Oh, is he not on the line?
Oh, Antonio.
Oh, no. Okay, should we hold him? Justin, what do you want us to do?
Just go to birthdays.
Our producer's sweating right now. He's nervous.
He just had a baby. He's only had 2 hours of sleep today. He did.
Well, congratulations to Antonio from WeHo, though. Four-pack of tickets to see Volta, Cirque du Soleil, here at Dodger Stadium this Thursday. That's
cool. I want to hear all about it. All right, if you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday. You're celebrating with Brandy. She's 41. Sheryl Crow, 58. And Rachel Green, a.k.a. Jennifer Aniston, 51 years old today.
Okay, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if she loves that or hates that.
See, no one told you that was gonna be this way.
I'm gonna say something.
Yes, say it, please.
I've never watched Friends.
Wait, what?
And I have zero desire to.
I will say this. It didn't age that well. It's hella white.
People love it. Well, but people loved it. And I tried. I cannot get into it. I could care less about Friends.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of people love Friends.
Well, she invited Brad Pitt to her 50th last year. I wonder if she's having a party for her 51st. And I wonder if she'll invite her ex-husband/Oscar winner, Brad Pitt, this year.
I'll let you know who's there.
Okay, right, sure. Anyway.
I got the invite in my mail. I didn't want to make that awkward for you.
All right, I'm going to send out some love right now, shall I? While you continue lying through your teeth.
Yeah, please do.
Your true self is saying to you today, this is your vibe, all right? There is a light within you that is breaking through your limited thoughts and beliefs about yourself. Listen to it. Trust it. Believe this voice that urges that you can overcome what you're currently facing. Did your phone just hit the mic while I was doing the vibe?
Yeah, I hit the mic.
Wow.
You
weren't feeling that vibe?
I was feeling the vibe. I'm clumsy. You know this.
I'm still sending positive vibes to you regardless.
I'm still trying to figure out how to work the recycling trash cans. It's a good vibe.
All right, AJ and Michaela here. Welcome back to the Morning Beat. We've got our official winner to our 4-pack of tickets to Volta this Thursday, February 13th, Cirque du Soleil's new show at Dodger Stadium. Antonio, you on the line?
Hey, guys. Wow. I'm so excited. This is awesome.
Do you have any? First of all, congratulations. do you know who you're taking yet?
I have an idea, yes.
And
I have an idea. I've got a group of friends that are coming.
Just kidding. Antonio,
both.
Thank you.
Tinder and Grindr.
Yes.
You guys are awesome. I love your show. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for listening.
Antonio, we appreciate you. Can you tell us who hooked you up with tickets on Valentine's Day?
Good, baby. Channel Q, all the way.
Yes. Thanks, Antonio. Oh, my gosh. That's such a good gift. It really is.
Listen,
Cirque du Soleil is my favorite. Volta is everything.
I'm going to get on Tinder and Grindr today just hoping that he might swipe for me. Even though I'm in a relationship, I don't even care. I want to go to Volta.
Yeah, he could actually, in a sense, take you, Emil, and me, and himself. That's four people for our tickets.
How did you just work your way into this situation, Michaela?
Thank you. I know how to do everything.
All right, so Michaela, yesterday we were talking about this Bloomberg audio that's come out, and there's more audio that's come out since then. He's kind of in hot water for some transphobic comments he made, and you and I are not fully qualified to have that discussion on our own, so we thought we'd bring in an expert, a dear friend of Channel Q's and a personal friend of both of ours, Ashley Marie Preston. Thank you for being here.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So I want to talk about these transphobic comments that he made in 2016. Let's make it clear. They've come back in 2020. But even just now, more audio has been linked that regard racial comments that he's now made. So how important is what he said in 2016 going to hold up with this election?
I think it's important to understand that this isn't 2010, 2011, 2008. He made these statements in post-Obama America, when America had already turned the corner on some of these social issues around LGBTQ equality, around women's rights. And so, and what made it more disturbing was listening to him explain it and break it down, it wasn't that his own sentiment had changed, but it was that because collectively as a nation, we decided that these are the people that we want to advocate for, then he guessed he would go along with it. So I sensed apprehension there, even with his own evolution of thought.
So is there any way that could give you a little bit of hope that, well, now if sentiment has changed since then, in the 4 years he's being dragged for these comments, is it possible that he'll again shift and remold into a new candidate that we could kind of deal with moving forward?
I don't believe so. Even when he talked about the issues that he had with trans people, he described us as men in dresses. Mm-hmm. And then he went to talk about how, well, with gay men, it was different and it was a little bit, you know, it was different, but now we accept it. And so I think that he hasn't changed. I think that, listen, we have one billionaire or self-proclaimed billionaire in office already. Do we need a real one? Expecting Bloomberg to solve the socioeconomic crisis in America is almost like expecting that you could chug a gallon of jalapeno juice and soothe away acid reflux.
Well, I want to ask, because for people that maybe really do support Bloomberg, some people have said that those were not his sentiments by saying men in a dress. He was more so associating with how people in the Midwest think. That's up for interpretation, I think. But how do people who say those kind of things, do they get forgiveness? Would there be a chance that he could get your support in running for this candidacy?
Put it like this. The objective of running for office and to be the leader of the free nation is to move the nation forward. If you're talking about what the status quo is, you've exhibited the truth that you're not going to exercise true leadership, but you're just going to follow the pack. Mm-hmm. And so I think that we would have never come across change if we would wait for specific demographics to become more progressive. And it's an insult to Middle America and to the other states, because what you're saying is that these people are ignorant. You're saying that these people are bigots. Like, you're making this wide assumption of who these people are.
Now, he does talk about how in 2020, some of his solutions are really protecting the LGBTQ community. He talks about laws that he'd like to put in place. Does that say anything? Does it kind of show that his action shows he's supporting the community
now? Yeah, I'm kind of curious. Is it more important, and I don't know the answer to this, but is it more important to voters that we have someone in office who maybe, which is a bigger deal, if somebody privately supports LGBTQ rights but then publicly doesn't do anything about it, or are we okay with somebody who maybe personally doesn't really stand with our community, but publicly they put into action laws that actually help the community, which is more important to us? And is it possible that Mike Bloomberg could be one of those people that maybe doesn't really like us, but because of the current climate in our country, he's willing to do things to help us? Is that possible, do you think?
No, I think it just further underscores the fact that the Democratic Party is always willing to make concessions at the expense of trans people and black people. Mm-hmm. We've seen this even with the whole Joe Rogan thing, not going to go into that, but we've constantly seen that we're willing to overlook women's rights. We're willing to overlook, trans rights, black people, at the idea that possibly they could do the right thing. Even this whole hashtag anybody blue will do. Absolutely not. I think that we need to get honest about the fact that white supremacy and patriarchal power transcends partisanship. It does. And so this notion that racism and sexism and transphobia can only exist under the GOP is false.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because Donald Trump just posted a tweet today, and now it's everywhere, of course, of Mike Bloomberg. It's audio of him essentially saying, "We're arresting too many whites and not enough minorities when it comes to the law." That came out a while ago, but you said you were very familiar with him, including even as far back as Trayvon Martin.
Right. Well, the issue with that, just to be more specific, he said that you could pretty much mitigate the violence if you focus on stop and frisking African-American and Hispanic males between the ages of 16 and 25 years old and, you know, throw them up against the wall, rough them up a little bit. So that way they'll think twice about bringing the gun that they clearly all have from home.
Yeah. Isn't the deeper issue, though, like, You can argue that maybe a demographic might be more prone to violence, or they might be more prone to X, Y, or Z based on their socioeconomic status or their upbringing or their education. But when the system is broken at the foundation, when you're setting certain groups of people up in certain parts of our country to fail, then isn't that just a prophecy fulfilled? Is it the
That's
real
issue
to fix the system?
It's stoking fear, though. Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing. The same way he said that, oh, you know, men in dresses are going to be in the bathroom with your daughters. That was intended to plant a seed of fear,
right,
so that people would demonize trans people.
It sounds like he's trying to relate to you, but at the same time, he's trying to relate to Democratic voters, but at the same time, he's putting fear out into the
right.
Yeah.
Well, and so when you talk about Trayvon Martin, he was only 17 years old. In fact, he would have been 25 years old on the 5th.
Yeah.
Well, there's never enough time with you, Asha Marie Preston. We appreciate you so much. We hope that you'll come back and continue this conversation with us. Stick around, we have more. We're the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
All right, so I got to tell you guys, last night I got a text from my co-host Michaela Gordon talking about this broom challenge that could only happen one day out of the entire year, and it happened to be yesterday because the Earth and the Moon were in perfect alignment and the gravitational pull made brooms stand upright. Nothing else, apparently. Not mops. Not Any pogo sticks?
No.
Just brooms.
Okay, so here's the deal. Let me break it down. I was on Instagram last night, and I started seeing people saying that NASA put out a tweet that said today is the national gravitational pull day. Not national, but it was gravitational pull day.
Yeah, like the world does not revolve around the United States, Michaela.
I know. What was I thinking? It revolves around me. So they were able to stand up their broom, and it stayed. So everybody was trying it. Now, let this be a reminder that these challenges go viral very quickly. Some have been really fun, like the planking until it got dangerous and people started planking off of cliffs, to the Tide Pod Challenge, which still makes absolutely no sense. Just do your laundry. Don't eat it.
Okay, but you know why these things go viral, right?
Because of
gullible people like you.
I was going to say people like me, and I held my tongue.
Gullible
people. Okay, so of course, gullible me was like, I've got to try it. Well, I have a Swiffer, so I just let that stand. Wait, I didn't even bother cleaning.
You used a Swiffer and it worked?
No, it did. No, it did
well,
not.
Girl, because it's on a swivel.
Right, that's the point.
The neck isn't solid.
I don't have a broom, so I need you to get a broom.
I have a broom. Wait, what do you broom? What do you sweep with?
A Swiffer.
Like dirt and stuff?
Yeah.
A wet one?
You use the dry and then you use the wet.
Oh, I just use a broom and then a Swiffer, a wet Swiffer.
Well, that's very old school of you and everybody else who was able to do the challenge, and I wasn't, including Paula Abdul. You can go on her Instagram.
So she
makes her broom stand up. She starts dancing around it. It was amazing. It has now gone to a prison. A post just went up.
No.
Some guy in jail. had his broom standing up. Turns out, though, you can do this
any day of the year.
It's like a broom challenge that was even a challenge in 2012.
It's gone viral again. You were so excited about this last night that I told you, Michaela, calm down, try it again tomorrow.
I know.
And you just were not having it.
I know. Well, I'm still excited, and we're going to try it. But until then, we came up with our own challenge, and you can see it on our Instagram, at Michaela Gordon, at AJ Gibson.
Oh, gosh.
The cartwheel challenge, because AJ is 6'5".
She made me do a cartwheel in a narrow hallway outside of our studio.
His beautiful, lanky body just flaring in the wind.
I've been thinking about a massage ever since I did that 30 minutes ago. I'm not even kidding. My neck is sore. My hip is sore. I used to do that kind of stuff all the time.
Well, you can be the judge. Go check out our cartwheel challenge that we've started, since broom challenge is something you can do at any point.
And also not really a thing.
Yeah, okay, but also it is a thing.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
Thanks for tuning in to The Morning Beat. AJ Gibson, Michaela Gordon here in our third hour. Enjoying ourselves today on this beautiful Tuesday morning.
Yeah, it's been great.
We gave away tickets to Volta, to the Cirque du Soleil show here in Los Angeles earlier this hour.
You lucky dogs.
That was a blast. We have an opportunity to get people to Miami, Florida as well.
Yeah, let me tell you about it. If you want to escape to sunny South Beach for Miami Beach Pride's biggest weekend festival, look no further. It's April 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and we want to send you there. All you have to do is head on over to WeirdChannelQ.com for your chance to win. Now, when you win, you'll be sipping on ice-cold drinks from the open bar in the VIP and enjoying a champagne brunch before the parade. Like we said, all you have to do is enter the contest at WeAreChannelQ.com for your chance to experience Miami Beach Pride in true VIP style. And I'm telling you, if I wasn't already at Dinah Honey, I would be there celebrating with you.
I love that you phrased it as when you win. Way to speak that into existence for somebody.
Yeah.
That's great.
You got it. Well, listen, now that we start doing the vibe of the day, we're going to start getting our listeners to manifest. You're going to be living a new life at the end of 2020.
Amen. Yeah. Why don't you manifest some stories for me?
All right. Well, here, we're manifesting for Mark Ruffalo because Parasite won big at the Oscars. Who actually, I think, got more attention than anybody was Jun Ho. He talked about getting so many cocktails that now people are DMing him, they're tweeting him, they want to get cocktails with him.
You know, the interpreter also went viral. She's getting a lot of followers right now, and people are just absolutely in love with her.
Yeah, they're super loved. But now what's happening is HBO is eyeing a certain somebody to be the lead star of a Parasite limited TV series that's in the works, and it's Mark Ruffalo. And Mark Ruffalo got caught at LAX and confirmed the hot rumor on the heels of Parasite winning big that he'd be honored if he was offered the position to do the American Television limited series.
Okay, wait, hold on. So, on the heels of celebrating the first foreign language film, the first South Korean film to ever win Best Picture at the Oscars, #OscarsSoWhite, You're telling me that they're going to give the lead in this spinoff series to a white cis male. I'm just trying to make sure I can wrap my head around this.
Well, it doesn't say all of that yet. It just says that it's going to HBO as a limited TV series in the works.
So it could be Americanized, perhaps.
It could be Americanized. It could be me being the lead. I don't know. We're just talking.
I would stand that all day long. And I love Mark Ruffalo. I do.
I do, too. And I don't know. Maybe there's multiple leads and they would need Mark Ruffalo for one of the characters. But he is saying, I support the show. I love the show.
A new sort of multiverse, maybe.
Yeah,
a Parasite
absolutely.
Multiverse.
That would be really cool. All right. Well, that's all the things that's going down. And what's popping now? What's coming up next hour, AJ? Tell me.
What do we have next hour? I believe we're going to be talking about we're talking about politics, of course.
Yeah,
we've got the big New Hampshire primary going on tonight. Mike Bloomberg's in some hot water right now. We talked about that. We've got actually our pet doctor, Doc Halligan, coming in the next hour to let you know during this time of year, especially during the holidays, people I think generally know like chocolate's bad for your dogs. But certain types of chocolates might actually be lethal for dogs and other things that you might want to avoid during Valentine's Day in particular.
It's all pets. Certain candies and foods your pets cannot have. So we're going to remind you of that with Doc Halligan. Stick around. We're the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
All right, welcome to the Morning Beat. If you're just now joining us, let me catch you up on what we've been talking about this morning. Most importantly, Michaela's attempt at veganism. Really been the driving force of our entire show the last couple of days. She's been a vegan now for about 48 hours.
It's day 3. Okay, I would say we're closer to 72.
Look at you, math. But what she hasn't seemed to figure out is that milk is, in fact, not something that vegans can enjoy. As I just learned when we went to grab coffee a moment ago, and she accidentally made a vanilla latte and then said, oh, there's milk in here. AJ, will you drink it? So I'm now enjoying a really sugary vanilla latte.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, vegans are tricky.
You know what?
Vegans are like little ninjas. Okay.
Why?
The way they can navigate how to eat,
yeah.
The way they navigate finding out what does and does not have dairy.
They really have to plan ahead.
You have to plan ahead.
Yeah.
It's like taking care of a 5-year-old. Like, I have to pack myself a snack. I have yet to eat my cabbage soup. I was saving that for today.
That I made for you. I've been wondering all morning. She must have hated it. She hasn't brought it up.
Oh,
I'm feeling weird.
You know, I totally would bring it up. Yesterday was a crazy day, so I didn't eat at home. So I was like, I'll save it for tomorrow's lunch. So I will be dining on it this afternoon.
Can I tell you what I did yesterday afternoon after our show?
Yes.
I went to Whole Foods and got more ingredients to make a double batch of it in case you like it. So I can bring you some more.
Oh, you love me.
I do. I feel I'm a people pleaser.
I am too. Get over here. Give me a hug.
No.
You know what? I feel like we should do a segment about people pleasing.
Yes.
Because I feel like there are pros and cons.
It's a thing.
You like a lot of people are, and it's in 2020. I'm trying to navigate how to stand up for myself, but also still like be kind,
and also how to hear people and meet them where they are in a moment, and also like be true to who you are. Listen, I talk to my therapist about it every Wednesday at 2.
We'll have a therapist come on for Therapy Thursdays, and maybe that'll be the next topic that we have is navigating through people pleasing.
Yeah.
There's got to be a way to do it.
I want you to navigate us through some news.
All right, fine. Well, here's what's... there's a lot of people-pleasing happening in New Hampshire because votes are already rolling in. But oddly enough... Okay, so Amy Klobuchar is doing kind of better than a lot of people expected.
People like her.
Yeah, they really do. And she's hoping that the momentum is going to translate to the votes in New Hampshire.
I was talking to my grandmother's sister the other day on Facebook. We're having a bit of a... argument, and she's a huge Republican, and she said, I really like Mayor Pete and I really like Amy. She's not going to vote for them. I mean, she's only a Republican, unless I get crazy, but she really likes them.
Yeah.
So there's some appeal there.
That's great. Well, Pete Buttigieg did well in Iowa, so he's expected to do good. Now, Bernie Sanders is favored to win. We'll see how that goes. It's not my personal opinion, but...
It's right next to Vermont. I mean, she should do well
makes
there.
Makes sense. Yeah, who's not going to be doing very well... allegedly, as Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden. Joe Biden is actually already doing a viewing party.
He's doing a launch party in South Carolina, which is the next.
Yeah. So he's either thinking primary. He's a few steps ahead or he's like dying for some attention.
He's
right
dead
now.
In the water in New Hampshire. He's trying to save the story.
Yeah. Well, we'll continue keeping you updated on that. Now, also what you need to be updated on, the coronavirus. Now, number of deaths from the Wuhan coronavirus have risen to more than 1,000, with all but two of those deaths in mainland China. Now, the World Health Organization has arrived in China to help control the epidemic and hopefully usher in a larger international team soon.
Because China's been busy quieting the doctor who passed away just
the
other
day. Oh my gosh, I know it.
He's trying to alert the country and they shut him down.
Ugh. Yeah, I know. All right, well then better news. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday. You're in good company. You're celebrating with Rachel Green, a.k.a. Jennifer Aniston. Here's for all you friends lovers. How many people listening literally physically
just
went
right now?
And you know you did.
It's good.
You know you did it. And if you didn't, you hummed it.
If you can't sing, that's the part of the song you can get down with.
Yeah.
You're right, you know?
Well, some people can't clap. It's, you know, two and four, not true. One and three. Okay. And also, Sheryl Crow is 58 years
old.
You say
the twos and the fours, the ones and the threes?
Yeah, twos and fours, not ones and threes. All I want to do is have some fun. Jam for sure.
I remember listening to the song on my grandmother's, she used to have a tanning salon in her basement in Ohio, no joke. And I used to sit down there and listen to this song on the radio.
Your grandmother had a tanning salon in her basement?
It was called Tan and Glow.
Oh my.
In her house.
God.
In her basement.
Could you go and tan?
I only tanned once ever in my entire life because I used to get rashes like under my knees. When I would sweat in the summertime.
That's so
and
weird.
They put me in there one time to dry out the rash. I don't know if that's I don't advise
one
it.
One time I went into a tanning bed and I left my eyes open because I wanted to see if I could watch myself tan and I burned my eyes. I couldn't open them for 3 days.
That's the, wow.
Okay, vibe of the day.
All right, your true self is saying to you today, there is a light within you that is breaking through your limited thoughts and beliefs about yourself. Listen to it. Trust it. Believe this voice that urges that you can overcome what you're currently facing.
Yeah, I love that.
Unless you burnt your eyeballs in the tanning bed.
And then, therefore, it's over for you.
Done.
All right, you guys, coming up, Doc Halligan is joining us. Now, it's Valentine's Day, but what do you do with your pets and what do you need to be careful of? There are more and more foods coming out that are showing they're hazardous to your animals.
I think you feed them chocolate, right? Dogs love chocolate.
Oh, we're going to need to talk to Doc Halligan after this.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
All right, Michaela, with Valentine's Day right around the corner, I'm curious to know who gets more love, Lisa or your little pooch?
Well, from me, Lisa gets more love. From Lisa, Lisa gives the dogs more love. Lisa literally is obsessed with our dogs. I love our dogs. I really do. We've got three, Rocco, Lucky, and Bruno, and I love them. But Lisa loves our dogs. I don't know if you guys, as our listeners, experience this where you're kind of like the second wheel. The second in command to your like dogs
or your cats
your
or your cockatoo, whatever you have.
It's crazy. It's nuts. Well, she just is obsessed with them.
It's the time of year where you like to share love with those that matter to us most, whether it be, you know, a human or a feline or a dog. We've got Doc Halligan on the line to give us some pointers on things to maybe avoid when we're trying to give an extra little treat to our pets this Valentine's season. Welcome, Doc Halligan.
Hi, Doc.
Good morning. Yes, my title, Toxic Love. Everything I'm talking about is on my website, DocHalligan.com. So please check it out because it's a dangerous holiday for cats and dogs.
Love can mean so many things between like humans and then like dogs.
It can be fun for humans,
but
not.
Is this a therapy session as well? Like, what are we getting into here?
Here we go. Okay, first and foremost, the chocolate. Let's just dispel this. Okay, so right now, yes, chocolate can kill a dog, but it depends on the amount and what kind. What's in chocolate is this substance called theobromine from the cocoa bean, and it causes heart stimulation, convulsions, and death in dogs and cats. Now, so Baker's chocolate is the dark chocolate, is the most lethal. It only takes 1 ounce for a 10-pound dog.
Wow.
The next one would be the medium chocolate or semi-dark chocolate. You'll 3 ounces for a 10-pound dog. Milk chocolate, you need 8 ounces to be a lethal dose in a 10-pound dog.
All right, Doc, is there a reason that dogs and cats can't process chocolate and it's fine for us to eat?
Yeah, so what I was saying is their liver, theobromine is an ingredient in the cocoa bean, and it doesn't get metabolized properly in their liver. So it causes this stimulation, cardiac stimulation, convulsions, because they're dogs and cats. Their systems are not like ours. Their liver is different. So they cannot. Theobromine with us makes us go crazy and in love, but with dogs, it can kill them. It's just different species.
I want to ask you about rawhides. We're with Doc Halligan talking about toxic love. You can find this on DocHalligan.com. I thought rawhides were good for your pets.
Well, they're okay for a pet, but you can't leave your pet unattended with a rawhide, because I've worked emergency and had people come running in with a blue dog because they try to swallow it before it can get swallowed. You know, they try to swallow it and it's still too big, and it gets lodged over their windpipe or trachea, and they can die. So if you're going to do the rawhides, they should make sure that you're around and that you watch your pet, that they don't choke on it, because they can be dangerous. The other second thing, which is you guys will find fascinating, but as an emergency vet, cats like to eat the fancy underwear.
Ooh.
This is real, you guys. My dog is such a pervert. He loves my underwear.
See? And around this time, it's like the crotchless panties, the thong, the this, the that. And you're
don't talk about me like that. Just
and you throw it on the floor, and guess who's there? Woo! Woo! And they eat it. I've taken panties out of pets. So you have to be careful and make sure the pets are not around to be able to eat it. I've taken diamonds out of dogs. They sparkle, and they find it interesting, and then they just swallow it.
All right, Doc Halligan. So if we're avoiding chocolate. We're avoiding ladies' lingerie.
You can do it. Just close the door and pick it up after.
After
I don't want to ruin everybody's Valentine's Day, but be safe with the pet.
Lisa is not going to want to be intimate with me now. She's going to be terrified the whole time. She loves her dogs more than me. She's like, you know what? I'm celibate. Yeah, she's like, I'm celibate now, Michaela. I got to be careful for my dogs.
Well, how?
She's going to be like, and the last is like candles. They knock it over, and plants will eat it and get sick. Even like love letters. I've taken love letters out of pets. So it's new and exciting stuff, and your pet gets all, I want to get involved, and then they end up eating it. And we, at the emergency, have to help these poor pet owners that have no idea how dangerous Valentine's Day can be.
What are some ideas, ways we can love on our pets during Valentine's Day safely?
Okay, so like for cats, you can get like a hummingbird feeder so that they get to see that. They have the great toys, a bird to play with them. They have, like for dogs, they have safe milk bone treats that are shaped in hearts. They have all those squeaky toys shaped as hearts. Take them for an extra walk, just love on them. So, think of the things you normally do with them that you could just do a little bit more. It's just all this new stuff that they're curious about that gets them into trouble.
Well, I love that, Doc Halligan. I have to also let you know, this is probably TMI, and I probably shouldn't tell this story, but the other day, speaking of intimate, Lisa and I were like having some grown-up time, and we didn't realize that one of our dogs was like stuck somewhere underneath the covers, and at one point, he had a dream, and he all of a sudden was like barking in the dream and like running and moving his paws, and we're like, excuse me, get out of the bed, and secondly, stop making this about you. Get out.
Oh, my God, that's funny. That's a good thing. Like, what do you do with your pets when you're having grown-up time? They really probably shouldn't be in the room.
Yeah, they stare at you, and it gets really uncomfortable.
I didn't ask him to. Yes. He forced himself in there.
And he was sneaking in there. Yeah. Right. Check the bed.
Listen,
check the bed.
This is the one that needs my underwear. He's a perv. I don't know. We might have to get rid of him after
that's
this.
Funny. Listen. Oh, my God. Yeah, you scarred him for life.
Doc Halligan, I can never look at Michaela the same again, but I appreciate your tips for this Valentine's Day season.
And you can get these tips, Toxic Love, at DocHalligan.com. Happy Valentine's Day, Doc.
Okay,
we appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
Don't mind me, Michaela. Just over here Googling funeral coffins. Are you... You are not making a coronavirus joke right now.
I'm making a...
It's too soon.
Coffin joke.
Oh, so I made the coronavirus joke. I'm the jerk. Well, wow, you're canceled.
That was a good one, and I do not even want to hear it from either of you.
First and foremost, you're canceled. And if you were to be canceled permanently, you'd be in luck, because apparently IKEA is now offering do-it-yourself coffins. Did you know this?
Okay, first of all, I stand in IKEA. Can we just take a moment to appreciate stores that have snacks in them? Okay, like you got me at snacks. Costco, I'm there.
I love, okay? Yes.
IKEA, I'm going to come shopping. Because do you know what happens? I get emotional when I shop. Because sometimes I don't have the funds to get what I want, or sometimes I get overwhelmed.
Right.
So food is always there.
Buying a gallon of Grey Goose and getting a good deal on it is really like something to celebrate.
You need a pretzel.
Yes.
So I love IKEA. And Lisa and I went this weekend.
Uh-oh.
And here's the great thing about dating a lesbian.
Lesbian.
I am not, we're all thinking it. I'm not the one.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I'm more like a drag queen. Lisa is the handiest, dandiest lesbian in the world.
She's me.
She can make anything and has.
She's the me in the relationship.
She's you. Yes. Yeah. So it's like Home Depot, IKEA. That's our hang.
I love Home Depot.
Obsessed.
I go there and come up with ideas, things I can do.
You and, it's because you guys celebrate the same birthday.
Yeah, we do have the same exact birthday.
So I love IKEA and all the things they do. Plus, it's affordable. So you do it yourself. However, and this is a big however, there are certain things that you just don't need to sell.
Like a coffin?
Yeah, but well, then, surprisingly, you told me that Costco's been doing it.
They sell them at Costco. People want to get a deal. But okay, but here's the difference, though. This IKEA coffin comes in a box, prepackaged, but you have to assemble it yourself in 15 minutes. And it can hold a person of a weight up to... Well, a couple hundred pounds, it looks like.
How tall? Like you're 6'5".
I don't know that I would fit. I don't see any... It says that it takes up 80% less space than a normal coffin, so I would assume that I probably would not fit inside of it.
Like,
nor would I want to, though.
That's what you need to know. Like, what are the stipulations? Like, are you fitting into it? Are you just chopping off your legs to get into it?
Well, yeah, I'm already dead, so maybe I can donate them.
Well, that would be very nice.
I'm also not getting buried. Period.
Oh, that's not even an option for
you.
I'm
being cremated, so this is not, yeah. But, I mean,
I'm barely 5'2". I'm 5'1"-ish, and I would fit just perfectly in there.
Well, here's the thing. You would. Two of you probably would have fit in there. And three of your dogs.
Oh, my God. Let Lisa in with me. Can Lisa come in, too?
That's weird. Lesbian! So, no, but...
Wait, that, I wonder, though, actually, I feel like we're so erratic because this is such a shocking thing, but have couples been buried in one coffin together?
Maybe. I'm not sure we really do that in our culture. You know, I was in Bali just a couple of weeks ago, and in Bali, what happens oftentimes is people get buried in a temporary cemetery because in their culture, it's important to be cremated and for your ashes to go back into the earth, but many people can't afford it because it costs quite a bit of money, so they temporarily bury people. So this would be a nice option, IKEA, a temporary coffin. Get buried for a few months or a few years until you can afford to actually get cremated.
Does it feel kind of dark, though, like do-it-yourselfing your own coffin? Like you're, like, literally putting the nail in the coffin?
That was really, really good. So funny, Michaela. But here's my other thing. Do you buy it ahead of time? You can stack these up and store them in your closet. Do you then wait till somebody passes away, and then as you're like mourning them and crying through like your sorrow, you're trying to put together? Because I'm going to be honest, there's not a single thing I've ever put together from IKEA that has no parts left over when I'm done. There's always something that I forgot. I'm like, I don't
always
know.
Always a screw loose.
But then I look and I'm like, it's just standing up. It's not falling over. It's fine.
But like, what about the people that are over-prepared? Like, I'm not an over-preparer. As everyone can tell, I barely make it. But for people that over-prepare, like, are you buying 2 to 3 coffins? Are you buying them in bulk? Are you buying them for your whole family? It's a whole thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, listen, if I get taken out, I want to get buried with Lisa.
Wait, do you expect to be taken out?
I mean, just out of the life.
Like, is there like gangsters after you somewhere?
I don't know. I mean, my mother's Italian, so it could end up in either way.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
All right, Michaela. Oh, are we playing Beyonce right now?
You know it.
You know what this makes me think of?
Dancing.
That's part of
Party.
It. Beachella.
Yeah, I almost said Beychella, but Beachella.
I know you did.
Okay.
Well, it's okay. The Beehive.
I'm already getting the look.
The Beehive will drag you for a filth, but we're so close to festival season. We're so close to Pride season. We got a big one, a big Pride giveaway to actually announce today. If you want to escape to sunny South Beach for Miami Beach Pride's biggest weekend festival ever on April 3rd, 4th, and 5th, head over to WeAreChannelQ.com for your chance to win. Enter our national flyaway contest for a chance to experience the best of Miami Beach Pride. I've never been. I want to go.
You have to go.
We will make it happen.
Well, you'll Allie be at Dinah. And I, as proper lesbians, will not be able to
you'll
go.
Be
we'll
Dinah.
Be at Dinah.
I get it.
But we would love for everyone to sign up and go to Miami. I've never been to Miami.
You need to calm down. Well, here's the gig. Ready? We will fly you and a friend to beautiful Miami Beach, set you up in a gorgeous hotel, provide you with a VIP weekend pass. You'll sip on ice-cool drinks from the open bar in the VIP. I love an open bar. And enjoy a champagne brunch before heading to the parade. If you want to get in this contest, enter to WeAreChannelQ.com for your chance to experience Miami Beach Pride in true VIP style.
Yay.
April 3rd through the 5th.
I have never been to Florida, but when I do go, I would like to go to Miami just so I can sing the Miami song from the Golden Girls.
That's do you want to so sing it good. For us right now for a little practice?
Sure. Miami, Miami, you've got style.
Wait, is that a thing?
Yeah, sunshine.
Is it for real?
By the yeah, it's the episode where the Golden Girls enter to win a Miami theme song contest, and they win runner-up, and then they do a whole number at the end.
You want to know when my vision of Hollywood was dashed as a child?
Just now?
Well, yes. but no, years and years ago, we went down to, what was it called? It's called, there's studios down there.
Universal Studios?
No, it's not Universal, though. It's Disney. They've changed their name. But anyways, they took you on a studio tour down there when you're in Disney, and they showed you the actual front of the house they use for the Golden Girls.
Because
it films down there on their studio lot, but nothing else filmed there, just the front of the house.
No way.
And I remember the moment I learned that the front of the house doesn't match the inside of the house, I lost my mind.
Yeah, I
Disney
know.
Hollywood Studios, yes.
Yeah. That's with all those shows, though. It's very rarely that they match.
I know, it kind of ruins
They just did that with the Brady Bunch house in Studio City.
I watched the entire renovation, a very Brady renovation.
Did Lance Bass go to that? He did, right?
I can't remember.
I don't know.
I think he was
going to
buy
something
it.
He would go to.
He got outbid by HGTV.
Yep.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That was a thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I knew it.
They made a whole series about it. It was really good, though.
All right, well, we have Allie and my favorite. Char is here with us for Drop the Subject.
I know, Char just back.
Yes. Yay! What are you guys doing today?
Well, we have all kinds of stuff to talk about. I'm going to give Char a little bit of a game. It's another Oscar game because the Oscar ratings came out and they are less than stellar.
They're there.
Yeah.
They're there. They, I think, earned a 5.6 on the Nielsen ratings, which means 5.6% of households were actually watching it live. And so we're going to play a little high-low game. I'm going to give something else to Char that got horrible ratings. And she has to guess whether it was higher or lower than the Oscars.
The Hills
ratings.
Reboot?
That could be on
okay.
there.
I did hear your promo, Skecher Shape Ups.
Yes, Skecher
and I would
Shape
like
ups.
To say that I religiously wore Skecher Shape Ups for like 2 years.
Oh, wait, are those rounded shoes?
Yeah, they're the ones that are supposed to get you in shape.
They're supposed to trim your ass just as you're
like
walking.
Your butt. Kris Jenner and the Kardashian girls, they were spokespeople.
Yeah,
for
they
them.
Did, and I was like,
they did
I
some
wore
ads.
Them.
My best friend is a delivery nurse in New York City and wore them while she would deliver babies. I thought that was very unsafe.
Yeah,
oh,
might be.
Yeah.
If you're rocking, if the soles of your shoes are rocking.
But she had great calves, though.
I'm sure.
But there's a couple other ones. There might be a landmark in there, one of the Seven Wonders, even.
Oh,
some of those get really awful reviews. There's a restaurant, I believe, that has been voted the dirtiest in the entire city. So, but is it higher or lower than the Oscar ratings? We will find out.
Oh,
wow,
well, I can't wait to listen.
Fun.
All right, well, tomorrow we'll be here, me and AJ Gibson. But for now, stick around for Allie and Char. We'll drop the subject and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Miami has so much appeal. A great place to get a seafood meal. Miami.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.